Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Jordan Patswold. In studio with me, we have Randy King from Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship. Randy, good to see you once again.
Morning, Jordan. Good to see you too, sir.
Yes. Well, another banquet is coming up. These happen once a month, and we've been learning more and more about these events. And again, a reminder off the top, yes, Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship, but it includes everyone to come on out, families, wives, children, everyone is encouraged to come to these events.
Absolutely, yeah. That's why it's called a family banquet. We're family friendly, and got some awesome individuals giving some really awesome testimonies about their personal lives.
And some are able to join us right now on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Chief Rodney Brass, Chief, thank you so much for taking some time to join us on All You Ever Wanted to Know today. Again, which First Nation is it that you're chief of?
Good morning. Yeah, you're welcome. And it's the Key First Nation.
Key First Nation. And if I understand correctly, that's about 60, 75 kilometers northeast of Yorkton?
Yes. Yeah. About 5 miles south of Norquay.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, we look forward to for you coming in again next Friday. It's the banquet, right, Randy?
May the 12th. Yeah, you betcha. 6:30 p.m. And Rodney, you know, it's very interesting. How long have you been chief of Keys First Nation?
I was elected as chief October 1st, 2016. So about 6 months now I've been chief.
You're just getting your feet wet.
That's right.
Yeah. And Rodney, you know you're going to be sharing your story. I mean, you weren't all like this is a faith story, your journey of faith, how you came into faith, and certainly, as I understand it, you weren't. You weren't always there.
I wasn't. It was challenging, but about over 12 years ago, I had this awesome encounter with the Lord, and I'm still on the path that He set for me. Eh?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So you're going to be sharing with us a little bit about some of your experiences growing up on Key First Nation, and some of the, the former life, but
yes.
But most importantly, getting into how you discovered the God of creation and the God of salvation, and how he turned your life around.
Exactly, yeah, and I'll be sharing. I lived on Keys for maybe 2 years. Cody for 1 year, and pretty much urban life, in the cities, mm-hmm. But yeah, it wasn't easy at times, but I'm looking very forward to sharing my testimony, and hope that I can empower others or others that kind of going through the same struggles that I've been through, and how there's always hope in Christ, mm-hmm. no matter where you are in life.
Now, being chief of the First Nation, now, Ronnie, was there a time in your life where, that sort of position would seem impossible to you personally? Like, roughly how long ago did it come to you that it would be something that you would want to take on as being chief of a First Nation?
Yeah, I just laugh at it because, even now when I look at myself, even over 12 years ago, you would never think that it was even possible. But again, we know the word, and with God, all things are possible. It's been an amazing journey so far, these past 12 years. But again, yes, it seemed impossible. Mm-hmm. You look back about 14 years ago.
Yeah. So from looking like you were the least likely candidate to ever be in any kind of a position, because of the lifestyle you were living, because of your upbringing, and so many factors going against you.
No, I was sitting in the backyard about just over 12 years ago, hopeless and absolutely nothing to look forward to in life, and never had a home, didn't have a job, nothing. Like I said, I'm very, very excited and very hopeful to encourage others on May 12th.
Okay. So, Rodney, give everybody that's listening, give them an invitation to come. Would you, May the 12th?
Yes, May 12th. If you're not doing nothing, come out and have a great meal. They have awesome meals. Come listen to three great testimonies. And again, this is my personal invitation to those that are seeking, to those that already found hope. Yeah, it'd be good to see a full house.
Yeah, you betcha. We're looking forward to it. And it's something for everybody there. I mean, even if you're already walking in the way, I mean, it's so encouraging just to be re-solidified in the fact that God is still in the business of changing lives.
This
goes for anybody. Somebody without hope, somebody that is walking in hope.
That's right.
Man, woman, or child, it's open to absolutely everybody, and you'll walk away enlightened and faith restored for sure. So, Rodney, we thank you for your time. I know you're busy. You're in the middle of something there. Thank you for taking out a few minutes of your time to be with us this morning. We look forward to seeing you in 1 week's time.
You're very welcome, and thank you, guys, and you guys have a good day.
All right. Bless you, Rodney.
Yes, again, that's Chief Rodney Brass from Key First Nation, one of three speakers that will be on hand at the Full Gospel Businessmen's Banquet a week from today, as a matter of fact. And Randy, I know from previous conversations, it is very much recommended, in fact, required that people give a heads up ahead of time of their intent to come, as they need to know how many meals they need to be preparing down at the Gallagher Center. Mm-hmm. And so what will be the cutoff for this banquet?
Well, we're going with actually Monday, this coming Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get your tickets either down at the Yorkton Golden Rule Bookstore.
Okay.
Or you can call 621-2632. That's 621-2632. Or you can go online and order your tickets online at yorktonfullgospel.ca.
Great stuff.
Hook up to PayPal there and purchase them there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're fortunate enough to also, we will be joined by another one of the speakers on next Friday's banquet in our next segment of the program. We'll take a quick commercial break to bring her on the line, but more on All You Ever Wanted to Know after this. Back with you on All You Ever Wanted to Know, Randy King with me, with the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship Family Banquet next Friday, a week from today. If you are interested in coming out, they need to know by Monday. So head on over to the Yorkton Golden Rule to pick up some tickets there. Very reasonably priced as well. $20 or $25, Randy?
$20 for an adult. 12 and under is half price, and 6 and under is free.
Yes, and no one goes away unhappy.
Never. The Gallagher Center cooked the best food in town when it comes to putting on a buffet, for sure.
Yes, I had some deep-fried garlic pierogies the last time I was there, and they were just phenomenal.
So what are you doing for lunch?
I don't know. Do they take those orders? I would love to order more of them if they did that sort of thing. I'll just have to come to the banquet and hope for some more, I
guess.
There
you go.
We just chatted with Chief Rodney Brass from Key First Nation. He'll be one of the speakers. Also now joined with another one of the speakers next Friday night, Jeannie Werner. Jeannie, welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on the call today.
Mm-hmm. Great to have you. Next Friday, you'll be taking the stage and the podium. Give us, I guess, a short tease of your story without giving too much away, because we want people, of course, to come out for a fabulous evening of food and fellowship.
I can do that. So exactly 3 years ago, I had a life-changing event that nearly took my life. And over the last 3 years, I've had a lot of reflection on what that event meant to me in my life. And of course, anybody that would nearly lose their life is going to reflect a lot on what that means. But before this event happened, I found that I was lacking purpose and passion in my life. And over the last few years, I've been learning now that I actually do have a deeper purpose and passion, and hopefully impact and influence others. And before this event, I looked back at the last 20 years and realized that I've had many, many trials and errors and unfortunate events that also lead to me living a deeper life of purpose and passion. And I've been listening to God's voice in my body and in my mind, and He's telling me to share my testimony, to share His glory to everybody, and more importantly, to help the non-believers come and witness his love and accept them into his heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't you think it's just so important, Jeannie? And, you know, we all have a testimony, no matter what circumstances we have gone through or haven't even gone through. I mean, so many people think that, you know, unless they've lived the worst of the worst testimony, pardon me, lifestyle, and then come out of it, that they really don't have much to share. But if you've had any experience with God, and you know that he's altered your life, he's changed your life, he's given you peace, whatever, then you've got a testimony. You don't have to have been a real down and out kind of person. I mean, anybody without God in their lives is a down and out person, really, no matter if they're, you know, living in the fullness of what society would say is a successful life. With God, it's not really complete, is it?
That's right.
Yeah, so we're just so looking forward to having you, and I know that, you know, Full Gospel Businessmen is an arm of the church. We like to say we are not a church. If I could spit that one out properly, to those that are listening, we are a non-denominational, non-profit organization that we encourage people to be linked up with a good, healthy church that preaches the full gospel and teaches the full gospel. And so, you know, bring your friends. You don't have to be a churchgoer. Jeannie is a health professional. Is that correct, Jeannie? What would you say your career has been in times past?
I have over 20 years experience in the healthcare sector, I guess, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And the last 8 years have been as a registered nurse. I have my degree in nursing. And my last position was clinical nurse educator. I'm at home right now with the little ones and have taking some time to recover with my health. But prior to nursing, I was a massage therapist for 8 years and a dental assistant as well, and just have really embraced healthcare and want to intertwine what we can offer in healthcare, but more so bringing God into that and welcoming him into what he can do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. Well, you've been a busy girl.
Yeah.
Wow. And also you're married to, you want to talk a little bit about your husband?
Absolutely.
Who he is?
He's my rock.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's good. Well, who is this guy?
Well, the infamous Corey Werner,
which
I'm so proud to say. So many people come up to me and say, "Are you Corey Werner's wife?" I said, "Maybe I should get a t-shirt that says I'm Corey Werner's wife."
Yeah.
He's a phenomenal man, and he's been the backbone of our family for the last 9 years since I've known him.
Mm.
And thankfully, he has genuinely accepted Lord into his life. And if that wasn't the case, I would think that we maybe wouldn't make it through some of our struggles that we've had over the years.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so, Jeannie, who would you invite to come? You've got an opportunity here to speak out into radio land and make an offer of invitation to people. So you just go right ahead and do that, would you please?
Oh, for sure. I actually would like to make a challenge for anybody that has thought about bringing God into their life but is uncertain, confused, not too sure what it would feel like or mean to have God into their life. I would really, really challenge you to come out, because hearing testimonies from believers is one of the best ways embrace what it feels like to have God into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And the stories will mesmerize you. And not that anybody needs to take an immediate choice in bringing God into their life, and taking steps into looking at bringing the Lord into your life in a safe, slow way where you make the choices. And, you know, anybody out there in healthcare, I would love to see you out there. Wow. I think sometimes science and religion back up against each other, but there's so much potential for them to embrace each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, this is for absolutely anybody to come to. And you know, Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship doesn't primarily have lady guest speakers, but we often do from time to time, and we're so delighted to have you, Jeannie, as one of our feature guests. And I know I know enough about your story to just encourage people as well that you don't want to miss this one. So take the time that you need to take and commit to coming Friday night, because it's going to be a wonderful evening. And we've also got some guest music. Lori Trost, who's also in the health sector, she's got a beautiful voice, and she's going to be doing a few special numbers for us at this event. And then along with Dennis Dick as well, the founder of this radio station, he's also going to be sharing his life's journey, his testimony. So it's a packed out night for just really good speakers. And Jeannie, thank you for joining us tonight. Sorry, this morning, on everything you ever wanted to know. And we look forward to hearing more of your journey in 1 week's time.
Thank you. I'm pretty excited.
Awesome. So once again, everybody, you can get your tickets at the Yorkton Golden Rule Bookstore up till Monday at about 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call me at 621-2632. Or you can go online at yorktonfullgospel.ca and purchase your tickets online through PayPal. So
mm-hmm. Now, if people were hoping that Dennis would then be sliding in studio with us in the chair, wouldn't you know it's actually his day off today, so a bit bummer that he slithered and snuck out of the opportunity to join us on air this morning. It's not often we get to hear Dennis over the airwaves of own station. But
Dennis is a behind-the-scenes kind of guy, so to be able to nab him to speak in front of people Friday night. He's been involved in putting men's breakfasts together, and of course he's put this radio station together, and he's always been, he's such a front guy. He can be such a front man if he wants to be, or if he's got opportunity, but he always desires to put somebody else there and stay in the background and just encourage others on. So I know Dennis has got a lot. He's a good speaker. He's got lots of good things to say. So
yeah,
we're going to have an awesome time with him as well on Friday night. So
again, a week from today, but act fast. By Monday, you need to get those tickets from the Golden Rule. Or again, the number, Randy, one more time?
621-2632.
Perfect.
Or online at yorktonfullgospel.ca. We've actually just started this recently. We've really got a wonderful website through one of our members. He's really helped put it together and brought us up to date, up to the
code.
up to code. And we've got people using it. They're buying tickets online, so it's
perfect.
Really cool.
Oh, that's a great way to do it as well. Next Friday is the banquet. We'll see you there at supper with Full Gospel Businessmen's Family Banquet. Everyone very much encouraged to come on out. This has been all you ever wanted to know for today. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.